But then you were in Tulsa.
Came back to Tulsa.
About that same age.
Yeah, I came back to Tulsa. Actually, when I was doing the Channel 6 show, it was before I moved to McAlester.
As a youngster then, were you playing in bars?
Not at 14. That came a little later after I moved back. That's when I moved back to Tulsa.
All right. Did you perform the Root Beer Stand in McAlester?
Root Beer Stand was here out by Crystal City.
Okay. So while you were here in Tulsa, then, you performed at this Root Beer Stand?
Yep. We'd go out on a Sunday. They had a little sort of a stage built at the front of the Root Beer Stand.
Where was that located?
Out by Crystal City, out by Red Fork. I'd get up and play guitar along with a band. I don't remember the band at the time, but I'd get up and play a few songs, and we'd play out there for an hour or so while people drank the root beers. Kind of a drive-in thing. They just drive up, order the root beer.
You talk about playing guitar, but there was some point here where you were singing too, I guess.
Well, actually, I always sung because I always loved the Hank Williams songs, and in fact, that's practically all I sung back in the early years. I guess I always sung, even since my mother played piano, and we'd sing the gospel songs mostly. And then I'd sing some country songs, and she could play along with it too.
So know? When you were on the radio, like at 14, didn't you join the Big Red Jamboree?
Okay, that's when we came back to Tulsa, and I was with the Big Red Jamboree.
What was the Big Red Jamboree?
Hank Thompson was doing the Big Red Jamboree. And I got to appear on the Big Red Jamboree. It wasn't my show, but I appeared on it.
Both singing and guitar?
Yep. I played guitar and sung, but of course the band done the playing and I done the strumming. But yeah, I always played guitar when I sung.
And again, about 14, 15 years old?
Yep. Gosh, I'm trying to remember. When I was 14 or 15 years old, there was so much happening in my life with my parents divorcing, and me trying to live with one of them and trying to live with the other one and then moving to McAlester. There was a lot of things that happened in between and a lot of things that I did that I don't remember very well. Some things I don't even want to remember, but a lot of things I had the opportunity to do. It didn't happen in any particular sequence, it didn't seem like.
Well, the Big Red Jamboree was on what radio station in Tulsa?
It was on a TV station.
TV station?
Yeah,
that
was on TV.
And how did you get invited to that?
I got invited to that through being on Channel 6. Best I remember, that was the only station here then, you know. That's how I got invited to be on the Big Red Jamboree.
And again, who was it that headed that up, the Big Red Jamboree?
Hank Thompson.
Hank Thompson.
The Big Red Jamboree.
So did you have to try out? I mean, this was a big...
No, back in those days, you didn't particularly have to try out if you were picking and grinning and you get on there and do one song, you know. So many things happened over the years, and I'll be truthful, I can't remember. In fact, when you asked me to do this, I thought, how can I remember 75 back to 14 years old and 16 years old and all that? But so many things happened after I left school. Some things good, some things bad.
Right. What about Hank Thompson? What kind of personality was he?
Hank Thompson was one of the finest people that I've ever met. He and Roy Clark were just two of my favorite people, although I wasn't like next door neighbors or top of the notch friends with them, I respected them so much.
But they must have respected you. Here you were 14, 15 years old.
And I didn't meet Roy till later years.
Right.
You know.
But Hank had to appreciate what you were doing. This young man is here. And
I think he did. I felt like he did. At least he gave us a chance. I didn't have too many conversations or connections with him at the time. It's just like politics. You get in through the back door and you get to work with them, just like later Red Foley and the people that I worked with. It all come through a back door. I didn't force myself in. I just kind of politicked myself in.
Well, I'm sure you let somebody know, or word of mouth said, here's a young guy that's pretty talented. Did you do any traveling then at about that age with any group?
No, it stayed pretty well. Of course, in McAlester's. In McAlester, when we came back home, I just played around here. You mentioned the bars. I played the Springdale Tavern, and I played a number of bars around at a younger age when you could, at 17,
16,
18
17,
years
18.
Old, you know.
You went to work for a radio station in 1959, I believe.
I went to work in 1959 for KFMJ, and they owned a station in Oklahoma City and in Wichita, KFDI in Wichita. I went to work at KFMJ. in Tulsa. It used to be Fred and Mary Jones Station, but at the time, I went through three different ownerships there, I believe.
Where were they on the dial?
1050.
And obviously a country station.
Yes, it was gospel in the morning till noon and country in the afternoon.
You became a disc jockey on that station?
Yes, uh-huh.
So that was your first radio job?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're skipping around, but I was working for Quick Trip for Chester Cadjo. I was working for him when they had three stores.
What did you do for him?
I was a clerk. I ran the cash register. I was assistant manager. They had a manager and assistant manager in each store, and I was assistant manager. I worked with Chester Cadjo and for Quick Trip through six stores, which the sixth store was on North Main, and there was an ad on KFMJ Radio. They were looking for a part-time disc jockey just to do Saturday and Sunday. I was mopping. I remember this as if it were today. I was mopping the floor, had finished my shift, and was mopping up before I left. The ad on the radio, I believe it was Willie the Hillbilly, Hank Stanford, that was doing the promotion that they were looking for a disc jockey for the weekend. I dropped the mop and asked permission from the manager to drive on out on West Edison because it wasn't that far. And I remember driving there and meeting Ron Blue. Ron Blue hired me for the weekend shift that day. And I trained under Willie the Hillbilly and a guy named Johnny Western, not the singer Johnny Western, but a guy that used the name Johnny Western. I trained under them and started playing the tapes on the weekend and then doing some country in the afternoon. It wasn't maybe 2.5, 3, or 4 weeks until Johnny Western, the disc jockey, either retired or they retired him, and they hired me full time.
Wow.
So that's how I got into the business, and I left Quick Trip.